This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Maybe you heard about him. Wichita Falls native Austin Howard recently became UT Dallas's youngest doctoral graduate ever. All of 22 years old, he officially received his PhD diploma in physics last Saturday. Howard came by KERA's studios. Austin Howard, thanks for coming in.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
When did you figure out that going to college earlier than average was in line for you?
I've always been interested in learning a lot of new things and learning as much as I can. And, you know, I think even from, you know, from the earliest elementary school age, I can remember learning a lot of material outside of school, learning science and math particularly. I always had kind of been on my own learning things that were beyond. And in seventh grade, I took the ACT exam, the college entrance exam, and I scored in the top percentile of the nation. Which was kind of a wake-up call to myself and to my parents that, wow, maybe we do need to try something else for Austin.
Whose idea was it to enter college, and how old were you?
Well, I took the ACT when I was 12, towards the end of my 12th year, and I started college. By the time I started college, I'd just turned 13. The idea, it really didn't come from any particular person. It sort of was the next step. After these scores came in, you know, we started looking at what are the other options. One of the options is, you know, just to advance grades. But even advancing grades into high school, for example, you don't get as much as I was wanting, ACT is designed to be taken at the end of high school, right? And so the next logical option was what about college? Now, fortunately, there's a fantastic university in Wichita Falls, my hometown, Midwestern State University. It's been around for probably 80 to 90 years, I think. And they were gracious enough to consider accepting me basically based on my ACT scores, even at such an early age. I guess the final decision came down to me as I was the one that was going to be doing it.
So how easy or not was it to be, you're 12 or 13, taking college classes in a university setting? I can imagine just basic problems because you're awfully young socially.
Right. You know, at first, while it was a little bit strange, while there's a 13-year-old kid in here, is he a professor's kid? Is he a kid of one of the students? What exactly is going on? Once they realized that I was a student, they realized I was taking classes. It didn't take long for everyone to just kind of accept me as Austin. They got to know me as Austin. I was working, you know, in the labs, or I was working on the homework with them. And you know, while of course I was always young, it was never really at the forefront of anybody's conversations.
So how did you end up picking UTD?
UT Dallas is actually a fantastic school, and if anybody listening has paid attention or been involved with UT Dallas in the last 6 or so years while I've been there, I mean, the school has transformed completely. It's kind of a funny story. How I first found out about UTD was actually sort of by happenstance. A TV show, which I believe was on the Discovery Channel, they were interviewing a professor, Dr. Ray Bachman, from the Nanotech Institute at UT Dallas. They were interviewing him for some of the research that they were currently working on. And whenever I saw this report, I said, wow, I didn't realize that, you know, a school so close is doing such groundbreaking research in this field. So I came down and took a visit with my dad, because I couldn't drive at the time. So we came down here and looked, and fantastic research was going on at the university. But I also saw the kind of fantastic people that were at the university. Professors and administration and whatnot. And so those two things really, really helped.
Austin Howard, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.